And the coward was plain as a cow they hit when the cattle have strayed at swords. The wheel of the torrent of wives went round to break men's brotherhood. You gave the good Irish blood to grease the clubs of your country's enemies. You saw the brave man beat to the knees, and you saw that it was good. The rope of the rich is long and long, the longest of the hangman's cords, but the kings and crowds are holding their breath in a giant shadow o'er all beneath, where God stands holding the scales of death between the cattle and swords. Haply the lords that hire and lend, the lowest of all men's lords, who sell their kind like kine at a fair, will find no head of their cattle there, but faces of men where cattle were, faces of men and swords. Utopia of Usurers. Part 1. Art and Advertisement. I propose, subject to the patience of the reader, to devote two or three articles to prophecy. Like all healthy-minded prophets, sacred and profane, I can only prophesy when I am in a rage and think things look ugly for everybody. And like all healthy-minded prophets, I prophesy in the hope that my prophecy may not come true. For the prediction made by the truth soothsayer is like the warning given by a good doctor, and the doctor has really triumphed when the patient he condemned to death has revived to life. The threat is justified at the very moment when it is falsified. Now I have said again and again, and I shall continue to say again and again on all the most inappropriate occasions, that we must hit capitalism, and hit it hard, for the plain and definite reason that it is growing stronger. Most of the excuses which serve the capitalists as masks are, of course, the excuses of hypocrites. They lie when they claim philanthropy. They no more feel any particular love of men than Albu felt an affection for Chinamen. They lie when they say they have reached the position through their own organizing ability. They generally have to pay men to organize the mine, exactly as they pay men to go down it. They often lie about the present wealth, as they generally lie about their past poverty. But when they say that they are going in for a constructive social policy, they do not lie. They really are going in for a constructive social policy, and we must go in for an equally destructive social policy and destroy, while it is still half constructed, the accursed thing which they construct. The example of the arts. Now I propose to take one after another certain aspects and departments of modern life and describe what I think they will be like in this paradise of plutocrats, this utopia of gold and brass in which the great story of England seems so likely to end. I propose to say what I think our new masters, the mere millionaires, will do with certain human interests and institutions such as art, science, jurisprudence, or religion, unless we strike soon enough to prevent them. And for the sake of argument, I will take in this article the example of the arts. Most people have seen a picture called Bubbles, which is used for the advertisement of a celebrated soap, a small cake of which is introduced into the pictorial design. And anybody with an instinct for design, the caricaturist of the Daily Herald, for instance, will guess that it was not originally a part of the design. He will see that the cake of soap destroys the picture as a picture, as much as the cake of soap had been used to scrub off the paint. Small as it is, it breaks and confuses the whole balance of objects in the composition. I offer no judgment here upon Millet's action in the matter. In fact, I do not know what it was. The important point for me at the moment is that the picture was not painted for the soap, but the soap added to the picture, and the spirit of the corrupting change which has separated us from that Victorian epoch can best be seen in this, that the Victorian atmosphere, with all its faults, did not permit such a style of patronage to pass as a matter of course. Michelangelo may have been proud to have helped an emperor or a pope, though indeed I think he was prouder than they were on his own account. I do not believe Sir John Millais was proud of having helped a soap boiler. I do not say he thought it wrong, but he was not